الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، we continue إن شاء الله تعالى our readings from this book إرشاد الساري في شرح السنة للبربهاري لفضيلة الشيخ أحمد بن يحيى النجمي حفظه الله. This is the book إرشاد الساري, which is an explanation to the creed. The creed of الإمام البربهاري, the explanation of the creed of الإمام البربهاري رحمه الله تعالى. And this explanation is by his eminent Shaykh أحمد بن يحيى النجمي حفظه الله تعالى. The next point inshallah ta'ala, قال الشيخ الإمام البربهاري في شرح السنة: واعلم أن الخروج عن الطريق على وجهين، أما أحدهما فرجل قد زل عن الطريق وهو لا يريد إلا الخير فلا يقتدى بزلله فإنه هالك، ورجل عاند الحق وخالف من كان قبله من المتقين فهو ضال مضل شيطان مريد، حقيق على من عرفه أن يحذر الناس منه ويبين لهم قصته لئلا يقع في بدعة أحد فيهلك. Translation of the statement of Imam al-Barbahari in Sharh al-Sunnah, he said know, K-A-N-O-W, that leaving the correct path occurs in two ways. Leaving off the correct path occurs in two ways. Firstly, that a man strays from the correct path intending nothing but good. That a person strays from the correct path intending nothing but good. So his error is not to be followed. His error, his mistake is not to be followed, since it leads to destruction. Secondly, a man who deliberately opposes the truth and acts contrary to the pious ones who came before him, he is astray, leading others astray. He is a rebellious devil within the Ummah. It is a duty upon those who know of him, of that person, to warn the people against him and to explain his condition to them, so that no one falls into his innovation and therefore become destroyed himself. We go to the explanation by الشيخ النجمي حفظه الله تعالى. He said, أقول لو قيد المؤلف رحمه الله الهلكة والحكم بها فقال فإنه هالك إن مات ولم يتب. The first thing, it was a تعقيب. Is a تعقيب, is a kind of type of refutation or the like. That the Shaykh al-Najmi said, had the Mu'allif, meaning the author, Imam Barbahari, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy upon him, if he restricted this word, the destruction, because he said, the first person who strays away from the path, the correct path, but he intends nothing but good. So he has good intention. This is the first case, a person who have a good intention, but he didn't know, he didn't have correct knowledge. So he strays away from the path, yet he has good intentions. So this is a person, he should not be followed in his mistakes. He said, because he is destroyed. Shaykh al-Najmi said, it will be better if Imam al-Barbahari rahimahu wa ta'ala restricted this hukum and this rule in him, and it will be better if he said, so he is destroyed if he died upon that and didn't repent. That's the first benefit. He said it will be better if Imam al-Barbahari said that that person, he is destroyed if he died upon that affair and he didn't repent from it. قال وأقول أيضا إن إرادة الخير لا تنفع الإنسان إذا كان يريد الخير ولكنه لم يلتزم بالطريق المستقيم. هو يريد الخير ولكنه ما التزم بالطريق المستقيم، هذا ما تنفعه هذه النية، لأن الطريق المستقيم جاء من عند الله وعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Shaykh said, and then I will say that intending good, having good intentions, it would not benefit the person. And translate as we go, inshaAllah ta'ala, because I don't want to lose it. InshaAllah ta'ala. By the time I may, if I read it all in Arabic, and then I may like raise my eyes, I don't know how many people will be here. Tayyib. You be here, inshaAllah? طيب إن شاء الله جزاكم الله خير. طيب. He said an example to this. ما أخبر به عمرو بن يحيى قال سمعت أبي يحدث عن أبيه قال كنا نجلس على باب عبد الله بن مسعود قبل صلاة الغداة فإذا خرج مشينا معه إلى المسجد. The example to this, he said, that which has been informed by Amr ibn Yahya. Amr ibn Yahya, he narrates this story that took place in the time of the Sahaba, right after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The story is in there? Huh? Okay. Okay. Amr ibn Salman, he said over here, huh? Yeah, yeah, but that's the same example though. Perhaps is another narrator, perhaps there is a mistake, Allahu A'lam. But inshallah, what is concerning us is the story itself. Is the story itself. So alhamdulillah, the story here is in English. So we go back to the same way. I'm going to read it in Arabic and read it to you in English. طيب حمد لله. You blame him. طيب. قال كنا نجلس على باب عبد الله بن مسعود قبل صلاة الغداة فإذا خرج مشينا معه إلى المسجد فجاءنا أبو موسى الأشعري فقال أخرج إليكم أبو عبد الرحمن بعد؟ قلنا لا، فجلس معنا حتى خرج. فلما خرج قمنا إليه جميعا فقال له أبو موسى يا أبا عبد الرحمن إني رأيت في المسجد آنفا أمرا أنكرته ولم أر والحمد لله إلا خيرا. قال فما هو؟ فقال إن عشت فستراه. قال رأيت في المسجد قوما حلقا جلوسا ينتظرون الصلاة، في كل حلقة رجل وفي أيديهم حصى فيقول كبروا مئة فيكبرون مئة، فيقول هللوا مئة فيهللون مئة، ويقول سبحوا مئة فيسبحون مئة. قال يعني ابن مسعود فماذا قلت لهم؟ قال ما قلت لهم شيئا انتظار رأيك وانتظار أمرك. قال أفلا أمرتهم أن يعدوا سيئاتهم وضمنت لهم أن لا يضيع من حسناتهم؟ ثم مضى ومضينا معه حتى أتى حلقة من تلك الحلق فوقف عليها فقال ما هذا الذي أراكم تصنعون؟ قالوا يا أبا عبد الرحمن حسن نعد بها التكبير والتهليل والتسبيح. فقال فعدوا سيئاتكم، قال فعدوا سيئاتكم فأنا ضامن أن لا يضيع من حسناتكم شيء. ويحكم يا أمة محمد ما أسرع هلكتكم، هؤلاء صحابة نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم متوافرون، وهذه ثيابه لم تبل وآنيته لم تكسر، والذي نفسي بيده إنكم لعلى ملة هي أهدى من ملة محمد أو مفتتح باب ضلالة. قالوا والله يا أبا عبد الرحمن ما أردنا إلا الخير. قال وكم من مريد للخير لن يصيبه، إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حدثنا أن قوما يقرؤون القرآن لا يجاوز تراقيهم، وأيم الله ما أدري لعل أكثرهم منكم. ثم تولى عنهم فقال عمرو بن سلمة رأينا، يعني هو عمرو بن سلمة فقال عمرو بن سلمة رأينا عامة أولئك الحلق يطاعنوننا يوم المهروان مع الخوارج. رواه الدارمي ورحمه الله. نعم. So it's like an example of how small innovations lead a person into committing major innovations is found in the narration reported by Ad-Darimi in his Sunan. That Amr ibn Salama said, we used to sit by the door of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud before the morning prayer, so that when he came out, we would walk with him to the masjid. One day, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari came to us and said, has Abu Abd al-Rahman come out yet? Abu Abd al-Rahman is the kunya of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Has Abu Abd al-Rahman come out yet? We replied, no. So he sat down with us until he came out. Allahu Akbar. No. This is a companion of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. He did not knock at the door disturbing Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He sat with them by the door. So he sat with them until he came out. When he came out, we all stood along with him. So Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu said to him, O Abu Abd al-Rahman, I have just seen something in the mosque which I deem to be evil. But all praise is for Allah, I did not see anything except good. So he inquired, Abu Abdullah ibn Mas'ud inquired, then what is it? Abu Musa radiallahu anhu replied, if you leave, you will see it. If you leave, until then, you will see it. And then he said to him, I saw in the mosque people sitting in circles, waiting for the prayer. In each circle, they had pebbles in their hands, and a man would say, repeat Allahu Akbar 100 times. So, they would repeat it 100 times, counting with the pebbles. Then he would say La ilaha illallah 100 times. They would say La ilaha illallah 100 times. Then he would say to them, say Subhanallah 100 times. So they would say it 100 times. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu asked, What did you say to them? So he's talking to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. What did you say to them? Abu Musa radiallahu anhu said, I did not say anything to them. Instead, I waited to hear your view, or what you declare, or what you have to say. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu replied, would that you had ordered them to count up the evil deeds they acquired, and assured them that their good deeds would not be lost. Allahu Akbar. And assured them that their good deeds would not be lost. Then we went along with him, and this is Amr ibn Salam still narrating the story. He said, then we went along with him, meaning with Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, until he came to one of these circles and stood and said, what is this? What is this which I see you doing? They replied, the people who was in that circle, they replied, O Abu Abdurrahman, these are tables upon which we are counting takbir, which is to say Allahu Akbar, tahleel, to say La ilaha illallah, and tasbih, which is to say Subhanallah. He said, Ibn Mas'ud, count up your evil deeds. Count up your evil deeds. I assure you that none of your good deeds will be lost. Woe to you. Then he said, woe to you, O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How quickly you go to destruction. How quickly you go to destruction. These are the companions of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who are widespread. There are his clothes sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which have not yet decayed, and his bowl, which is unbroken. By him, in whose hand is my soul. He's sworn by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said to them, and pay attention to the statement of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, either you are upon a religion better guided than the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or that you are opening the door of misguidance. He said, by what you're doing here, whether that you are on a better religion than the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was sent to mankind, or that you are opening the door of misguidance. They said, O Abdurrahman, by Allah, we only intended good. We had a shahid. And this is the point of reference. What they say now, O Abu Abdurrahman, by Allah, we only intended good. Did he say, oh, okay, well, I'm sorry, I thought you were like, oh, you intend good? Okay, see you later. This is what he said to them. He said, how many there are who intend good, but do not achieve it? One of us would say, oh, my back, akhi, astaghfirullah, may Allah forgive me. My back, may Allah forgive me, akhi, mashallah, mashallah. Go ahead. Look, a companion said to him, Ibn Mas'ud said, how many there are who intend good, but do not achieve it? Indeed, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, a people will recite the Quran, but it will not pass beyond their throats. By Allah, and he said, by Allah, I do not know. Perhaps most of them are from you. That's what he said to them. He said to them, by Allah, I do not know, but perhaps most of them are from you. Then he left them. Umar ibn Salama, the narrator, the sub-narrator of this event, said, we saw most of those people fighting against us on the day of An-Nahrawan, along with the Khawarij. This is the battle with Ali radiallahu anhu, when he fought against the Khawarij. The Khawarij who passed takfir on Ali and on the Sahaba. The Khawarij who split, and we mentioned this many times, who split the ranks of the Muslims and declared Ali to be a disbeliever and the companions who was with him, and there was no companion with them. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, when he went debate with them, he said to them, وَلَا أَرَى مَعَكُمْ وَلَا صَحَابِي مِنْ صَحَابِ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, how is it that you the haqq is with you? I don't see amongst you one companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How are you going to be on the haqq? How are you going to be on the truth? There is not a single companion with you. So Umar ibn Salama, who narrated this story to us, he said, and we saw most of those people who they say we intend nothing but good. What's wrong with this in another way? What's wrong with it? We're just worshipping Allah, saying Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. He said, we saw most of those people fighting against us on the day of Nahrawan, along with the Khawarij. Allahu Akbar. I just remember right now a statement by Ibn Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib in related to certain people. You tell them, ya akhi, this is not from the Sunnah. I said, A'udhu, Subhanallah, ya akhi, I'm just reciting the Quran. I'm praying. Remembering Allah is not from the Sunnah. And there is a narration that Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, Imam al-Tabi'een, Imam al-Tabi'in, he was in the masjid once. And right after Fajr. And you know there is no sunnah after Fajr. And he saw this person praying, nafila. Two rak'at finished, pray another two, finished, pray another two. So then he said to him, this is not from the sunnah. He said, it's not permissible what you're doing. He said to him, the man said to him, you're telling me that Allah will punish me because I'm praying? See, look at the people's mouth. He said to this imam, you're telling me that Allah will punish me because I'm praying? He said to him, no, he will punish you because you go against the sunnah. See the answer? No, it's not about the salat. Salat is legislated, but you are not praying according to the sunnah. That's why you get yourself in jam. طيب. So the Shaykh said, Shaykh al-Najmi said, فدل هذا على أنه لا يكفي إرادة الخير. He said, so this is this example here that he brought is a clear proof that it's not enough for someone to just intend good. To have a good intention is not sufficient. It's not sufficient. لأن كل عمل لا بد أن يشترط له شرطان. He said that because for every action, he has to fulfill, to be a righteous action, he has to fulfill two conditions. الشرط الأول أن يكون خالصا لله. That deed has to be done sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إخلاص. Sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والشرط الثاني ما هو؟ سم. متابعة الشيعة والصوفية. تبع من يا محمد؟ أحسنت. بارك الله فيك. وكذلك الشرط الثاني أن يكون صوابا على ما شرع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلى الله. That the second condition that this action has to be correct. And how is it going to be correct? It is done according to Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله أكبر. So remember these two conditions. الإخلاص والمتابعة. الإخلاص لله والمتابعة لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. To be sincere means to do everything what you do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't do it to show off. You don't do it for some gain or to be said or to be praised. If the people praise you, that's them. If the people said, as long as that's what you're not intending behind it, check the ikhlas, sincerity. The action has to be done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's not enough. But those actions have to be done in accordance to the sunnah and the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not according to some imam in some masjid, or some leader of some tribe, or some wicked, evil, cold scholar. No. Now you follow that imam or that masjid, is he bringing you the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? You follow that leader, whatever, the student of knowledge, if he's narrating to you the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as understood by the companions and by those generations and by the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah who follow the Salaf al-Salih Ridwanullahi alayhim in that golden chain that go back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So remember these two conditions. And then the Shaykh said, Shaykh al-Najmi said, أصحاب البدع دائما هم يقصدون التقرب إلى الله ولكنهم لم يعرفوا الطريق التي يتقربون بها إلى الله وليس عندهم من العلم ما يمنعهم من الدخول في البدع. The Shaykh said, the people of innovation, they claim, that's what they say all time. What they say all time, that what they're doing is so they can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You won't find one person from the innovators say that, warn you, said, listen, we're the people of innovators, and what we're doing here is taking us away from Allah. Can you please, you want to still sit with us? Who will sit with them? No. They, all of them claim that what they're doing will get them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, but they did not know the path that leads them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they do not know the correct path that lead them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Add to that, they don't have the knowledge. They don't have the knowledge that prevent them from entering into innovations. They don't have the knowledge that will assist them and aid them at the moment when the door of innovation is open to them. Many doors. Door called food. So a lot of people, they go with the people of innovation because they have more food. Because they feed them. That's true. Isn't it true? Yes. The masajid, the innovations, the people who spread innovation, especially in Ramadan, are full. Why? They get the best breakfast. Yes. They got the best breakfast. That's the door. They open the door called food. And there is many other doors. Door called jobs. It's like, we got jobs for you. We got women for you. We got this for you. We got positions for you. You want to be the secretary? You can't have it in the other masjid. They too hard to stir. You want to be the secretary? No problem. They can have 15 secretaries. Vice secretary one, the vice of the vice secretary, the vice of the vice president. The president has 10 vice presidents. The treasurer has like 15 vice treasurers. They give people positions so they feel like they're somebody. Right? They give them keys, duplicate of the keys, doesn't work, doesn't open, nothing. They just run in and get all the keys of the masjid that he can't get in. He can't get in.
This audio file has been recorded and distributed by salafitapes.com.
So he says, because they don't have knowledge that will enable them not to get into innovations. The Shaykh said, فَإِنْ كَانَ هَذَا الَّذِي يُرِيدُ الْخَيْرِ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مَنْ يَرُوهُ وَيُبَيِّنْ لَهُ وَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ شَرَّ أَصْحَابَ الْبِدَعِ الَّذِينَ يُحَذِّرُونَهُ مِنْ طَاعَةِ النَّاصِحِينَ فَإِنَّهُ إِنْ تَابَ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنْ بَقِيَ على بدعته حتى يلقى الله بها كان ذلك نقصا في إسلامه وأمره إلى الله إن شاء عفى عنه وإن شاء عذبه. The Shaykh said, but if that person who intends good and Allah wants good for him, Allah will make easy for him, then he will make easy that someone come and call him to the haqq and to the truth, and that person he will make clear to him the path, the correct path, and so therefore he will take him away from being with the evil people, the people of innovations. So therefore, those people who they warn him against obeying the advice of those people who have given him that sincere advice. So if in this case he repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his repentance. But if he remain upon his innovation until he meet Allah with it, until he meet Allah upon it, that's a deficiency in his Islam. That makes his Islam deficient. And his affairs are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His affairs are with Allah. If Allah wish to forgive him, he will forgive him on those innovations. And if Allah wish to punish him, he will punish him. And then rahimahullah ta'ala said, he said, وَرَجُلٌ عَانَدَ الْحَقَّ وَخَالَفَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ فَهُوَ ضَالٌّ مُضِلٌّ شَيْطَانٌ مَرِيدٌ فِي هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ حَقِيقٌ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفَهُ أَنْ يُحَذِّرَ النَّاسَ مِنْهُ وَيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ قِصَّتَهُ لِئَلَّا يَقَعَ فِي بِدْعَتِهِ أَحَدٌ فَيَهْلِكَ. And the Shaykh, he mentioned once again the second type of people. The second type of people that may cause how they deviate away from and they stray away from the correct path. He said, a man who deliberately opposes the truth. Not unlike the one who intends good, but he doesn't know the way to it. But this man, he is willingly opposing the truth and acts contrary to the pious ones who came before him. So by doing this, he is astray. Leading others astray, he is a rebellious devil. Shaitan al-Marid. A rebellious devil within the ummah. It is a duty upon those who know of him, of this person, since he's leading others to be astray, according to that dalala and that misguidance, it is a duty upon those who know of him to warn the people against him and to explain his condition to them. Why? He mentioned why he said, so that no one falls into his innovation and he becomes destroyed. وَلَيَعْلَى بِاللَّهِ The Shaykh in explanation of this statement, he said, إِنَّ الْوَاجِبَ عَلَى كُلِّ مَنْ عَرَفَ الْحَقَّ أَنْ يَنْصُرَهُ وَمَنْ عَرَفَ الْحَقَّ مِنَ الْمُبْتَدِعَةِ The first he said, it is incumbent upon everyone who knows the truth to support it and to protect it. It is incumbent upon anyone who knows the truth, the haq, to support the truth. وَمَنْ عَرَفَ الْحَقَّ مِنَ الْمُبْتَدِعَةِ وَبَيَّنْتَ لَهُ تِلْكَ الْبِدْعَةِ لَكِنَّهُ أَبَى أَنْ يَتْرُكَهَا وَتَمَسَّكَ بِهَا وَدَافَعَ عَنْهَا فَهُوَ ضَالٌّ مُضِلٌّ شَيْطَانٌ مَرِيدٌ كَمَا قَالَ الْمُؤَلِّفُ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى He said, but if the one from the innovators, he knows the truth. From the innovators, he knows the truth. It's been made clear to him that bid'ah is a part. It's been made clear to him. And as you know, there is some examples around in the area we live in, that there is a people who used to call to this manhaj as-salafi. Call to it. There's no need to mention names. Used to call to it. And urge the people to it. And then later on, they find out that they were upon some hizbiyah, as upon innovations. The ulama give them advice, establish the proof against them, they have to accept the truth. If they really want good, and if they are about bringing good to the people, as they claim and as they voice many, many times, they have to accept the haq when it's presented to them. But if they reject it and continue upon their innovations, as Imam Ahmad al-Najmi say, but if a person, you make clear to him the innovation he's upon, but he abstains from leaving it and forsaking it, rather he holds on firm to it, and he protects it, and he argues with you as related to that innovation, you should know that he's astray, leading others to be astray. He is a rebellious devil. Shaytan al-Marid. He is a rebellious devil, as Al-Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned. قال وينبغي بيان حاله لمن يجهله. He said, and it is incumbent, and a mask is a mask, it shows those people, بيان حاله لمن يجهله, to present the truth about that person to those people who do not know of him. That person, it is important and a mask to shed the light and make clearly his affairs and his reality to those people who do not know of him. وَأَنْ يُحَذِّرَ مِنْهُ لِأَنَّهُ سَيَغُرُّ أَقْوَامًا مِنْ طُلَّابِ الْعِلْمِ فَيَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى بِدْعَتِهِ وَيُغْرِيهُمْ بِهَا وَيُضِلُّهُمْ He said, that's because if you don't do so, and if you don't warn against that person, he's going to deceive and mislead a group of the people who are seeking to learn. Remember, because the innovator, he's not going to tell them, I am an innovator, I'm warning you, open the books right now, take notes. No. Everybody's going to say, hold on, you're an innovator. A'udhu billah. No, we'll not stay with you. So therefore, that's why it's very important to warn against that person. Because if you don't do so, if it's not done, actually I'm not telling you to warn against people, the ulama, this is the job of the ulama, alhamdulillah. As for us, we relay the affairs, the statements of the people around us, we relate to them what they're doing, what they're saying, what they're preaching, what they're teaching, from what books they come in, who they hang with, what lectures they go to, who they interact with, and the ulama, it's up to them. Remember, this is very important. And the ulama, if they say he's a mubtadi', he's a mubtadi'. And he will remain to be a mubtadi' until the ulama free him from that. Okay? Tayyib? He said that because if we start to do so, then he's going to deceive and mislead a group of people who are trying to seek knowledge. So he will call them to his innovation, and therefore he will seduce them and entice them to be upon it, and therefore they will be misguided. They will be misguided. قال ولا عذر لمن عرف حاله أن يبينه للناس حتى تبرأ ذمته وأن يحذر منه حتى يجتنبه الآخرون الذين لم يعلموا بدعته. So therefore, there is no excuse. There is no excuse for the one who knows about the innovators. There is no excuse to just keep silent. Rather, to free himself from the responsibility that he has to warn the people against that person, so that they stay away from him and they don't act upon his innovation. Then the Shaykh said, وَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ الْإِنْكَارَ عَلَى أَصْحَابِ الْبِدَعِ تَفْرِيقُ لِلْأُمَّةِ وَتَشْتِيتُ لَهَا فَهُوَ ضَالٌّ أَيْضًا لِأَنَّهُ يُرِيدُ اجْتِمَاعَ الْأُمَّةِ عَلَى بَاطِلٍ وَهَذَا أَمْرٌ لَا يُقِرُّهُ الْإِسْلَامُ فَالْإِسْلَامُ لَا يُقِرُّ مِثْلَ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ. The Shaykh said, so therefore based on this point that he's talking about, that it is a mess, that the people of innovation, they should be known, they should be refuted, and their affairs should be known to the people, so they should not be deceived and misled by their claims and the like. He says, so therefore he who claims that criticizing, rebuking and refuting the people of innovation caused division and split the rank of the Ummah, he who claims, because certain people, yes, this is the day then. The people of innovation, they say, Shaykh Fulan, they warn against this, and warn against that, and warn against Qardawi, and warn against Ar'un, and against this, Al-Ma'ribi, and they split in the Ummah. They split in the ranks of the Muslims. The Shaykh said, he who claims, or thinks that, refuting, criticizing the people of innovation is considered as splitting the Ummah and dividing them, he said he is astray. He is a misguided. If a person thinks like warning against the people of innovation brings division, he said this is an astray person. Likewise. Why? Because he's a person, he wants this Ummah to stay together upon falsehood. See? He wants this Ummah to stay together upon falsehood. And this is something that Islam never agreed to this, that the Ummah will gather together upon falsehood. And he mentioned a hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يمنعن أحدكم هيبة الناس أن يقول بحق إن رآه أو شهده. He said that a person or one of you should not, رحمك الله, a person, one of you should not, just because out of fear of what the people may say about him, keep silent and don't say the truth, whether he witnessed it or he heard of it. And that's true, Ibad Allah. Certain people don't want to get involved. Now, I ain't going to get involved, akhi, because then they're going to mention my name, and my name be all over, and then I'm going to bring some problems and harm to myself. La! You're afraid of the people. La! He said, it is not, let not one of you, just because he's afraid of what the people may say, and then he keeps silent and don't say the truth, whether he says it himself or he hears about it. The Shaykh said, وهذا سنده صحيح عن أبي سعيد رضي الله عنه وهو في المسند الأحمد إمام أحمد وبالله التوفيق. He said, this narration, it is found in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad from Abi Sa'id رضي الله عنه, with a chain of narration that is sound. The Shaykh said, ومن ناحية أخرى فإن هذا الصنيع يشجع أهل البدع ويجعلهم يسرحون ويمرحون ويفعلون ما يشاءون من الضلال ويدعون إليه الشباب ويغرون به طلاب العلم فيستفحل أمرهم ويصعب علاجهم بسبب التقصير في الواجب وعدم الإنكار عليهم والتحذير منهم. The Shaykh said, this is from one angle, what he just mentioned. From another angle, he said that if the people of innovation are not to be exposed and refuted and warned against,
So this is a boost to them. Now this is encouraging them to spread their innovations. Because nobody say that they're wrong. And the people, they're going to continue to follow them. Because nobody is saying that they are wrong. So therefore they continue to spread and get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then they spread whatever dalal, the dalal and his guidance, whatever they want. And therefore they call the youth, and they deceive them, and they mislead them, and the like. Especially the students of knowledge, those who really want to study. And so therefore, their affairs will be really deep-rooted, this innovation will be deep-rooted, and it becomes very, very difficult to get rid of that innovation then, simply because of negligence. Negligence as related to this wajib, this obligation, which is refuting the people of innovation and warning against them. قال فكأن من يقول هذا القول يقصد تشجيع المبتدعين ونصرهم. He said, the one who claims that and says that warning against the people bring about division, discord, splitting, he said, he's saying that it is upon us to encourage the innovators, and to support the innovators. See? Because this is what the person, that's what is understood, that from that statement, is in it, is supporting the innovators, وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ قَالَ وَمَنْ فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ فَقَدْ شَجَّعَ الْبِدْعَ وَأَعَانَ عَلَى تَرْكِ السُّنَّةِ وَسَعَى فِي وَأْدِ الْحَقِّ وَإِبْطَالِ فَكَانَ بِذَلِكَ مُسْتَحِقًا لِغَضَبِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ لِأَنَّهُ آوَى الْمُحْدِثِينَ. The Shaykh said, so therefore he who does this, meaning he thinks that warning against the people of innovation is something that brings us not to be done, something that brings division among the Muslims and the like, and split their ranks. He who does this and holds this view, he is actually encouraging the innovation. And he is helping the innovators to leave off the sunnah. He is helping those innovators so that the people leave off the sunnah. And this is a person by their statement, he is helping the people of innovation to bury the truth. Barrier. So the truth to be buried, wal-iyadu billah, and to be nullified. So by this, he is entitled to the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he's supporting the innovators. Because a person supporting the innovators. He said, وَقَدْ جَاءَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَمَا أَخْرَجَهُ مُسْلِمْ فِي كِتَابِ الْأَضَاحِي وَقَدْ جَاءَ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُ قَالَ لعن الله من آوى محدثا. And he came from the hadith that is collected by Imam Muslim, that the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah has cursed anyone who supports an innovator. Allah has cursed the one who supports and shelter, and another way, and shelter, this is awa, and shelter the innovator. قال فيجب عدم السماع لمن يقول مثل هذا القول. So he said, do not listen. It is an obligation that you should not listen to those who say these statements. Those who say, hold on, ya akhi, you warn against this, and warn this group, and this firqa, and this sect, and this person. No, you bring in division to this ummah. You're splitting the ranks of this ummah. He said, you do not listen to the light of these people. No. Hadith in Muslim. غير مذكور. No more. For you, Safwan. Find the... Okay, you too. Sir, you find the homework. تكلمت بغير إذنه. طيب. So the Shaykh said, it is incumbent upon you not to listen to those people who they say and propagate such statements. Because you hear it, we hear it a lot. I don't know about you, I hear it. So And now don't listen to those people. Why they refute this alim? Alim of what? What alim? Alim of bid'ah, of innovations, falsehood? The alim, subhanAllah, the alim is the alim al-Rabban. So if someone writing books and his tapes are out, his voice, with his voice saying that the bid'ah and innovations, and the ulama, they warn against that person. Actually, by them warning against his mistakes, that's something actually they're doing him a favor. Because if the people stop acting upon that statements of that person, it'll be good for him on Yawm al-Qiyamah, right or wrong. See? Actually, it's mercy. The ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, they've been merciful, they are merciful to those innovators. Because they're warning against their mistakes, making their mistakes known, so the people don't follow their mistakes. So alhamdulillah, so on Yawm al-Qiyamah, they don't have to worry about those people who did not follow them. And one thing I want to mention here is the reality about Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala. Alim al-Sunnah, Imam. In the Sunnah, in Jahu al-Ta'deel. This is the witness by the ulama, the light of Imam al-Albani, Ibn Baz. Shaykh Mu'azaymin Rahimahu Ta'ala, sometimes they used to ask him about a particular group or particular person. He would say to them, what Shaykh Rabi' said about him? Allahu Akbar. Go back to Shaykh Rabi' and read his books about that person and that person. Certain people, they think now Shaykh Rabi' is just sitting on a nice couch with a remote in his hand and just, he's a muqtadi, he's mad, he's awesome. Certain people think that's what Shaykh Rabi' is doing. They think Shaykh Rabi' has nothing to do, he's nothing, he's just sitting over there drinking his tea. And then whenever they say to him, ya Shaykh, what do you say about that? Mubtadi, innovator. La ya akhwan, crossing people out of the list, la. Let me tell you something about Shaykh Rabi' that I heard from the ulama. When the ulama, most recent to Shaykh Abdullah al-Bukhari, hafidhahu ta'ala, when I talk to him, and he mentioned Shaykh Rabi'. And they mentioned that Shaykh Rabi', subhanAllah, it's amazing what's about Shaykh Rabi'. His patience. His generosity, his hilm, forbearance, his patience with the innovators. So much so that some of the students of knowledge, they think that Shaykh Rabi' may have a problem in the minhaj. Yes, because he's patient with the innovators. He wants good. He's not hasty like certain people think. Shaykh Rabi' is a hasty man, just declare people innovators with nothing. No. We heard from the statements of the tullab, the high students of knowledge who are around Shaykh Rabi', some of the people of knowledge themselves, that it takes years of patience. That Shaykh Rabi' is patient with a person for years before even he declare him to be the way he is. Years, ya akhwan. Years talking to him kindly, nicely, trying to explain to the person his mistakes. But when he see that person, like the Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala, for example, Al-Maghrawi, Muhammad Al-Maghrawi of Morocco, for example. This man, he was one of the main students of Shaykh Rabi' himself. Shaykh Rabi' said to me personally that he used to like this guy. And he used to really think good about him. And then he was hoping that this man go to Morocco and spread the minhaj al-Salafi and the Sunnah and the light. Which he went and started doing some work. But he started deviating. He began to deviate. Then the reports will come to Shaykh Rabi' from the students. Those students of Maghrawi, whom Allah wants good for them. Not those who blindly follow him and they don't want to care about the truth. Those whom Allah wants good for them, now they call Shaykh Rabi'. Now they go to the Umrah Hajj, say to Shaykh Rabi', Shaykh Rabi'. Is this statement okay to be said? Shaykh Rabi' said, no. They said to him, ya Shaykh, is this statement is to be said by a person who claims to be upon Salafiyya and upon بالدعوة وفي أهل السنة والجماعة شيخ ربيعي said no way this statement is not in accordance to the principles of أهل السنة والجماعة ويا شيخ this is the statement of فلان and فلان الشيخ said سبحان الله I can't believe this طيب be patient any one of you give him advice any one of you pull him to the side nicely kindly having a conversation like a talib ilm to talib ilm student knowledge to another student of knowledge not on the minbar learn nicely not in front of the people we did that do it again inshallah and make dua for him may Allah bring him back to the truth maybe he forget maybe he made a mistake maybe he didn't mean this maybe he didn't intend it maybe he intended with it good Sheikh Rabi'a finding excuses Then the people, they go, and they try to talk to the person. The person don't want to talk to them. Now instead to listen to them, now he's warning against them. Now the people are like facing a hardship. They really now facing a hardship. Go back to Sheikh Rabi'a. Sheikh Rabi'a, we give the advice. The man didn't take back what he said. Rather he was arrogant. And in matter of fact, remember the book we mentioned to you? This is another book, the same statement in another book he just mentioned. Sheikh Rabi'a said, Insha'Allah, when I see him, I talk to him. And then the first print, second edition, edition 15, 25, same mistakes. And then, years, being patient, the Sheikh, he has to say the truth. It's not personal, but he has to protect the deen. He has to protect the deen. So remember this. Because the people of innovation, that's, they hate Shaykh Rabi'. And mashallah, min alamati ahli al-bida' al-waqi'ati fi ahli al-athar. And indeed, that is from the signs of people of innovation that they talk bad of the people of narration. Remember this statement. That from the signs of the people of innovation that they talk bad and refute the people of narration. The like of Shaykh Rabi', hafidahullahu ta'ala. So he said, Shaykh al-Najmi said, Rahimahullah, wa hafidah, he said, so it is an obligation upon us not to listen to such claims. People that said, now, that Shaykh Rabi', or that Shaykh Ubaid, or that Fawzan, or the light, they split in the Ummah, or al-Najmi, or the light, they split in the ranks of the Ummah, by talking about the people of the light, they talking about the Haqq, Ya Abdullah. It's not personal. It's not because of this person, by his name or his color or his country. No. It is another person, it is his own father. He will warn against him. Yes, because it's the truth. It's not personal, Ya Abdullah. He says, therefore we do not listen to those people. بَلْ وَيَجِبُ إِسْكَاتُهُ لِأَنَّهُ أَعَانَ عَلَى كُشُوُ الْمُنْكَرُ وَعَلَى انْتِشَارِ الْبِدَعِ وَوَعْدِ السُّنَنِ Rather, he said, you should actually make that person silent because he's helping against the truth so that the evil will be spread and the innovation will be spread among the people and that the sunnah will be buried wa'iyadu billah. The sunnah of the Prophet to be buried and forgotten and neglected and the innovations to be well spread amongst the people. وخالف أمر الله عز وجل لعباده المؤمنين حين أمرهم أن يأمروا بالمعروف وينهوا عن المنكر وأن يجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده وما أكثر هؤلاء في مجتمعنا He said, and this is a person by doing so, he's going against the command of Allah to his servants, the believers, when he command them and he gave them the command to command the good and to forbid the evil and they should strive in the way of Allah as they should strive and as they've been commanded to strive in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Shaykh al-Najmi said مَا أَكْثَرَ هَؤُلَاءِ فِي مُجْتَمَعِنَا and how many are they indeed they are in numbers the like of these people they will say to you ya akhi those people who talk about this alim and this alim they split in the ummah and the like they are many amongst us he said So be aware of them. وَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ وَبِاللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ He said, indeed, we belong to Allah and to Him we shall return. And all success lays with Allah
سبحانه وتعالى. الله الله موسى وانا الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى الشيخ النجمي. الله الله موسى وانا الشيخ البربهاري رحمه الله تعالى. And by this we come to an end to this class of tonight, and we continue next week inshallah ta'ala. سبحانك الله وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك.
This audio file has been recorded and distributed by salafitapes.com. For more information, please contact us at info@salafitapes.com or visit us on our website www.salafitapes.com.